begin the Gemara daf Masech the Avodah Zara daf Gimel. Begin the Alvah, begin Tezmat, begin the Gemara. Kahanim Levim Israel and Nemel Elo Adam. So it's even a Ibn Gachavim. That's Ezra Tari. It's like a Kohen Gadol. So he says Mashmach. It sounds like over here the Ibn Gachavim Namikru Adam. They're called Adam because it says Ashiyasa Esim Ha Adam Chaybehem. Problem is, but it's a wonder because the Amar Ba'Amar in general, the Gemara Ba'Amar Tzidav Kofi Talmud Beis says the Inkibur Abi Kachav Metam Ba'Oil, that a non-Jewish grave does not contaminate in the Eir space. Mishum Dechsev says Adam Kiemas Ba'Oil, a man is going to die in the tent. Atam Kirim Adam, you're called Adam. Dechsev says Pasni Yecheskav Atam Tzayni Tzaymarisi, you're my sheep, the sheep of my pasture. Adam Atam, you're man, which is Atam Kirim Adam Abi Kachav Kirim Adam. You're called man and not the idol worshipper. So I remember Tami says, there's a difference between man and the man. So here it says Ha'adam the man, that's Abi Kachavim. Adam is Bnei Yisrael. And the Kash is not the book of Mahatak Sabaka Bechirim in Yechazko Chavches that it says Va'ata Adam V'loi Biyad Mechalalecha. They in there, I can like crazy Adam Alash Chashivis. You're right, Adam, well, you wouldn't call Chirim because he's not Jewish. It's Elignoise Blasham Zoyim Meshiplis. It's just in that context, it was a term of degradation and lowliness, because it's saying and what you're not below El. This is says Bekumalenu Adam, when a man will rise against us, referring to the Ibn Gachavim, where someone means to say Adam Alei Melech. There also means man and not a king. So it's also regarding a shiftless. It's actually expounded referring to Haman and Megillah Yudaf to say, yes, you're not a king, you're just a man. Or another interpretation, what we're going to say is that's what it means to say. This says in the Pasuk, my asli Adam, they're also referring to the Ubdikhovim that subdue us. But Slaymor means Adam Shubazah, it means a degraded person. So again, it's used there in the context of just a lowly man. We can say Ha'amad Pekar Shlech. The Gemara says in Gitnav Menzayim Anav Yesh Kinyan Lebi Kachavim Eretz Yisrael. There is an acquisition for Ayub De Kachavim in Eretz Yisrael. Lachba Babar Shechem Ares to dig the ditches and pits. Shnemalik says Va'ogat Son Son of the Adam. That land was given to the Son of Man. So you see that Adam refers to Ayub De Kachavim. So Va'imir Ben Tamei says no. Ayub De Kachavim Namrik Bnei Adam. They called the sons of man, like that pasuk says. Right? So what it means to say is Bnei Adam Rishon. They're the sons of the first man. But they're not called Adam. He says, I was lengthy over there, which is this is brought many times. Tez Yavam Samach Aleph, Tez Maskel Be'ein, Tez Sanadinun Tez Manav, Tez Maskel Elo, Tez Nida Ainam Be'ez, Tez Baba Kamla Mechazim Manav, Tez Baba Basna Mechazim Manav, Tez Nozun Nadal Manav. This is brought in a few places. Next Tez Mata begins with Magal Shafel, Abigail Chav Ma'isim Atarda, even a non-Jew learning Torah is like a Kohen Gadol. So Taisa explains, he qualifies Pirish B'Sheva Mitzvah Shalem, meaning he learned the Torah of the seven Noahide laws. The Il B'Sheva Mitzvah could actually, regarding the other Mitzvah, mean, besides that, in Perigdal Mitzvah, the Gemara says in the Testament of, if the Elilim Po'ezik Isaac B'Torah, Chayiv Mitzvah, to the contrary, a non-Jew who toils in the Torah of all the other, of the Tariq Mitzvahs, is actually Chayiv Mitzvah. Next test master begins the Gemara. Rika Kohen Gadol is like a Kohen Gadol. Lachan like a Kohen Gadol. Why pick specifically like Kohen Gadol? Because it says that it's more precious than jewels. V'deshin, which the Gemara hears that begin lanaf darshin mekohen gadol anichlef nayolavnim, that it's more precious than the high priest that goes inside the inside with the Kohen Gadol. That's mepininim from the deepest insides. Which that's by Gabi Mamzer Tamachachem. So regarding Tamachachem, even if he's a Mamzer, he's Kohen Mekohen Gadol. Am Aretz, he comes before a high priest, that's Am Aretz. So they're saying that he's like a Kohen Gadol because of what we're talking about regarding learning Torah. But that's what they're saying. But a non-Jew who learns Torah, he's like the Kohen Gadol. A Jew who learns Torah is greater than that. Next test, Matthew begins the Gemara. Galam Tzom Ba'isam. Greater is the one who's commanded and does. Pierce, why? Because he's always worried to abolish his inclination and to fulfill the mitzvah of his creator. Whereas if not mitzvah, it's very easy. I mean, it's at least easier, and if it's not as great. Like it says, at the beginning, the words of the Gemara, "Noigim medusnehim." What do you mean? How could Shemayim Arts testify? They're biased because they depend on it. So it says, "But then we can say, wait a second, Marei Gedayla Shekaimu." The biggest proof that the Jewish people fulfilled the mitzvahs, Shere Shemayim Arts Kayamahim, because the heaven and earth is still around, and like the Gemara says, their sustainability depends on the Jewish people keeping the Torah. Hashem says we can say is the ain't choishim bezuha ra'ayah. No, that we're not concerned with that proof because who's giving the proof? God's giving the proof. The ain't av made al benoy, a father, so to speak, a God cannot testify with this proof for his son. But Hashem, another project can say Hashem kayamim. No, the reason why they're still around is because of the Jewish accepted the Torah. Like it says, if the Jewish people are going to accept, and they did, but the fact that they fulfilled that wouldn't be a proof. Next test matter begins the Gemara. Yom Hashishi, the sixth day. That the Bria Ha'olam depends on the sixth of Sivan. So it's Tesh Temetz one, because Lamandam, according to the one that says, which is Burn Shabbos, Apevam Beis, B'shirah B'chedish Nitnu Aseres HaDibris, Machlik is if it's the sixth of Sivan, the seventh. According to the one that says the seventh, my Yom Hashish, what's the sixth day? It was on the seventh of Sivan. V'yashem says we can say is the Yom Ha'kam Amalo Midi. The first day they came to the Midbar of Sinai, God didn't tell them anything. M'shem Choshu D'Orcha, because they were weak from traveling, like Gemara says over the Shabbos. And therefore, it was the sixth day from when they got there, which is the seventh of Sivan. Or Inam, another approach says, it was really fitting to be given on the sixth of Sivan. Just Moshe Rabbeinu add on another day, as the Gemara brings the Shabbos Pezayin on his own. So it ended up being the seventh, but really it was originally from creation going to be on the sixth of Sivan. Next test about to begin the words of Gemara, and that they didn't bow down, Chavan Shabbazar, to the idol. Which I remember in time he says the Tzal Nebuchadnezzar, this idol of Nebuchadnezzar, love of its kacham wasn't a regular idolatry. But just a statue for the honor of the king. Now it makes sense that the Nakad by Avram, it says that it didn't worship idolatry. Just says didn't bow down to the idol because it's not regular by the Tzar. But it also works out now. We says had they whipped Chanam Shabazar, they would have bowed down to the idol. It's just because they were just throwing the fire. And not something that to be subject to long torture. Now, but had it been real idolatry, because of any type of affliction in the world, that they wouldn't have bowed down to the idol, later on the some was fugging a libel, so they put a wet cloth on his heart to afflict him, and of course he didn't give up his religion. Rabbi Kiva, Brachas of Samachal, Vambesh, Sarkim, Besarbim, Sarkis, Pius, that they combed his flesh with iron combs. The fact that it's affliction, they wouldn't, it's just because it wasn't regular by the Tzar. But I know the Parach, and this is also what the Gemara asked, Parach, Markim, Shanagu, Psachim, Nav, Nagim, Lambez, Ma, Roch, and Am, Shabbaz, Ar, Shemos, Asmo, Tel, Kib, Shah, Age. What do they see to give throw their lives into the fiery furnace, Pierce? In other words, they should have bowed down to the idol. Why? Because it wasn't exactly idolatry. Vayigrei meperek kam leMegillah. Another proof is from the first bag of Megillah. Why was it that the enemies of the Jewish people, meaning the Jewish people themselves, liable to be wiped out in the days of Mordechai Estam? Because they bowed down to this idol of Nebuchadnezzar. But the Gemara says him also lefnim. They only did it on the surface, but they really didn't mean it. Now, if it was real idolatry, they should have given up their life for Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, because it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. But listen to the Quran, the wording of the Pasuk sounds like this. The Pasuk says in Daniel, slightly different wording, to your idols, to your Avodah Zarah, we don't bow down. And to your idols, we don't bow down. It sounds like that the Elohim Achim, the Avodah Zarah, is not the same thing as Tzalah. Next, there's not the words of Yavi Beldet Hashulchan B'tzev and the Masiv Aliv Hazatimani, these friends of Eve, which says Orchid Talmuda, the norm of the Gemara is the Bahab B'Kaim is in many places like Kabbalim and Kesed. It's not particular to say it in the order that it is in the pasuk. It's a different order in the pesukim. And Mechina Gayeris V'Shavui V'Shivcha that we say Shenifte B'Shinskayv and Shdach when Gemara Ksuvit Tafid Yerav Menav. It's not really in the order. Gayeris is Shinskayv, Shavui is. Sheniftu and Shivcha Shneshtachar and it's out of order. Then it says, "Mat." But to begin with the Gemara, "Hayim lasayisim." Today is when we do. But the Gemara lasayisim. But tomorrow we don't get to do any more mitzvahs. Which today says, "Tei mitzvah one," because Anshi Yericha Yishay Karuchim Es Shema. They would rap Shema. V'loim Mafsikim. They wouldn't stop. By Yom Alav Avecha. The Gemara Pesachim Nav Nanzayin Medalev. Well, if you can repeat all the Machacham, they were particular the way they read it. The Mashbit sounds like. It sounds like only today you have to do the mitzvahs, but not tomorrow. Now, my ish lachish, what's the promise? That's the truth. Because here, it's only today, but tomorrow, in the next world, there's no more doing mitzvahs. The problem is you can make a mistake. Mamish means literally today, whatever day of the week it is. But not the next day, meaning tomorrow, meaning literally the next day.
But to do today in the pasuk that's the betashlim sachar, that's somewhat getting the reward. Ksiv, it says the Ramzayim Mishal Masaynov that he pays back to his enemies betashlim sachar tzedikim or lamabah, that we know, and the payment for the righteous in the world to come. So saying that today is when you do, we don't mean literally today, the day of the week. I mean today in this world, and tomorrow we mean in the next world. So therefore, that doesn't that's pretty clear. But over there, you might have made a mistake. You meant just literally the day.